Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Mem Ches. We are up to Sif Dalet, the second line on page Yud Gimel, which is the page following page 24. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalet, Hayotzen Bashiara Bamidbar. So till now in this sinner we'll be discussing a person who's going out on a ship a little before Shabbos, who's going to be traveling on Shabbos. And now in Sif Dalet we're switching over to a similar idea, but a little bit different. You're not going on a ship, but you're going in a caravan through the desert. So Hayotzin Bashiara Bamidbar, one who's going out traveling with a caravan in the desert. V'hakol Yodim Shem Tzrichim L'chal Shabbos. Everyone knows that it's going to come to Chil Shabbos. Because everyone knows it's dangerous to be sitting in a desert by yourself. You're not going to be able to get off the caravan and being delayed in the desert by yourself for Shabbos. So we know it's going to come to Chil Shabbos. So the Mechaber says it in as follows. Shlosha yomim kodem Shabbos asurim lotzeis. 3 days before Shabbos, it's usur to head out with the caravan. Uviyom rishon, uvisheni, uvishlishim with the lotzeis. But as we said before, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you are allowed to head out with the caravan to the desert, knowing full well that when Shabbos comes, you are going to end up being Mechal Shabbos. V'im achar kach yera lo sakona, if at the end the sakona happens, v'yitzorech l'chalo Shabbos mipnei pikuach nefesh, and it ends up they have to be l'chalo Shabbos because of pikuach nefesh, mutter v'ein kan chilul, the chilul Shabbos is mutter, it's not called a chilul Shabbos. Then the Mechaber says, v'ha'ola l'eretz Yisrael, one who's going up to Eretz Yisrael, in nizdamna lo shiora afilu b'er Shabbos, if he finds a caravan going to the Holy Land even on Friday, Kevan de Dvar Mitzvah, since going to Eretz Yisrael is a Dvar Mitzvah, Yochol Lifro, she's allowed to head out with the caravan on Friday heading towards Eretz Yisrael. Uposek Imoyim Lishbos, he must stipulate with them that they're going to stop for Shabbos. Vim Achar Sheyiyu Bamidbar, and if after they're traveling in the Midbar, Lo Yirtzu Lishbos Imo, they don't want to wait around with him the whole Shabbos. Yochol Olechas Imoyim, he's allowed to continue traveling on Shabbos with them. Chutz Latchum, outside the Tchum, Mipnei Pikuach Nefesh, because of Pikuach Nefesh. That's where we'll stop for today's shir in the Mechaber, and let's see now the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkoton Chafei, again the Mechaber said, one who's going out in a caravan to the Midbar, and it's known that he's going to need to be Mechal Shabbos, up to Mishnah Berurah, Afilu Be'isad Rabbanan, even if it's only going to be a Chilul Shabbos to Rabbanan, he cannot head out in the 3 days before Shabbos. But on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he's allowed to head out. Sivkoton Chavav. Kvar Nisbayr Hatam. We already explained the reason. Mishum Dehem Nikra Mal Shem Shabbos Haver. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is connected to the last Shabbos. You don't have to be cheshvening out the future Shabbos on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and that's why it's mutter. Ve'ein Tzorech Lehizar Ato Shelo Yovo Lidei Chilul Shabbos Haba. You don't have to be worrying about on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday that it's going to come to Chilul Shabbos the following Shabbos. Here's a very important point. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Ubechnesas agdolo kasa b'shem hariben leiv." The kishiyodeya b'vaday sheyovo lidei chilul Shabbos. If it's a case that you know for sure that it's going to lead to chilul Shabbos, aser af b'chiyagavna, it's aser. You cannot head out on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, knowing that you're vaday going to be mechal Shabbos. The mechaber sounds very much va'kol yodim shem tzrichim mechal Shabbos. Everyone knows it's going to be chilul Shabbos. And the Mechaber says, anyway, it's Mutter Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Zot Knesses Agdola, B'Shem, the Reben Lev, that if you know B'Vadai, that you're going to be Mechal Shabbos, it is Aser even earlier in the week, V'chein Kos of HaRadvaz. And so too writes the Radvaz. V'Alpize Somchin Achshav. And therefore, people rely nowadays, Shemisaknim Ba'atzman Ktsas. They leave themselves in a little bit of a Sakonos Nefashos, Shelo L'Chal Shabbos. Even though it's a makom sakana, they won't be mechal Shabbos for the sakanas nefashos. Kedei shelo yia iser l'marfrei al mashe yotza. They don't want to make it retroactively an iser when they left, and therefore they try whatever they can to avoid a chilul Shabbos. So even if they're in the matzav of pikuach nefesh, they're not going to be mechal Shabbos. And the question is obvious and is discussed over here in note number 17. You can't be machmir in chilul Shabbos when it's pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh, you're mechuyah to mechal Shabbos. So what are we saying over here? They're bringing from the Magen Avram that because of the shita that says, that if you're doing it knowing you're Mechal Shabbos, that is usur. So people are putting themselves in a sakana, they're not being Deicha Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh, because they don't want it to end up being retroactively that they did an Isser. So says note 17, V'afal pisha machmir b'mokom chash sakona mischai b'nasho, even though a person who is machmir in a place where there's a sakona of the fashos, even a chash of a sakona of the fashos, he's mischai b'nasho, explains Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe Vergeschmack. She'ein medubr kan b'chash sakona shel mamish. We're not discussing over here when they're saying people are leading themselves into cases of sakona and not being mechal Shabbos. We're not talking about cases of sakona shel mamish. Ela b'dvorim atluyim b'teva ha'adam. Some things are be'etzem pikuach nefesh on Shabbos for everyone, and some things it depends on the person, on the nature of the person. Shanoshim amitzei leiv. People who are strong-hearted, einam machshivim zos la'sakona. They don't view this as a sakona. V'ilu anoshim she'enom ke'elu, people that are not as strong, machshivim osam la'sakona. So there are things that group A will consider sakonas tefashos, and rightfully so, and group B will not consider sakonas tefashos, and rightfully so. She'afal pi she'bederach klal mutter lo'usam anoshim, she'mefachtim b'tivim l'chalos ha'shabesim yitzarech l'kach. And even though, of course, for those who are afraid that it's a sakonas tefashos, they should be mechal Shabbos, and they can be mechal Shabbos in general. Mikomakom kishaholchim b'shiara. But in this case, says Rav Moshe, that's what we're discussing over here. When they're going in the caravan, they're machlitim hein b'daitim shelol afachid. They're mechazik themselves. They decide in their minds that they're not going to be afraid. They're going to jump ship and join the other side that does not view this as chil Shabbos. Velo lechal Shabbos al kach teich shelo yavru israel mafreya. So we're not talking about a case of a real pikuach nefesh, so you're not allowed to ignore it and say, I'm not going to be mechal Shabbos, a real pikuach nefesh. It's a pikuach nefesh that's somewhere in the middle. For group A, it is pikuach nefesh. For group B, they don't view it as pikuach nefesh. This person normally would view it as pikuach nefesh. He's going to put himself in a little of a makom sakona and make himself in his mind that he's part of the other group, and that way he won't end up doing an Isser l'mafreya that he went out knowing that he's vaday going to be mechal Shabbos. So that's how Moshe explains this Magen Avraham that the Mishnah Berurah is bringing down over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitis of Konach of Zayin. V'im achakach yere. So he said if a person heads out on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and afterwards it ends up being Hasim Mechal Shabbos, we said he does it because of Pekuach Nefesh and it's Mutter. Rotzalomer means to say, Kevon de Memela Nizba Vadover, since it evolved Memela, Lubasof at the end, Uba'ones, and against his Rotzon Shepikuach Nefesh, he ends up finding himself in the situation of Pekuach Nefesh, Ein Kan Chilul, that's not considered a Chilul. Upashet, it's not the Mishabur, it's obvious. To Lukuli Alma Oserlo Lahaftiach Lashiora. It's Pashet that, according to everyone, this Yid can't guarantee those in the caravan, Be'eshe Yishtatef Imam. At the time that he's joining their caravan, he can't guarantee them, She Yisayim Be'ez Asiyas Malacha B'Shabbos. Don't worry, I'll help you with the Chilul Shabbos when it comes to it. Obviously, he cannot say that. Va'afilu Malacha D'Rabbah, even if it's only involving a malach of the rabbanim, av shayidei zet tispatel on the siyah shelo, even if by not doing that he's going to have to cancel his trip, he's not going to be able to go, he's not allowed to do that. Shelo yirtzu v'shtatev imo, even though they're not going to want to be traveling with him, v'afilu im hu dvar mitzvah, even if he's traveling for dvar mitzvah, and they're going to cancel the trip, they're not going to let him on the caravan if he doesn't guarantee that he's going to help them with the chil Shabbos if it comes to it on Shabbos, he's not allowed to go. This person is making a tnai explicitly that he's going to be mechal Shabbos. So you're allowed to go. You're not allowed to commit to anything. You go on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. If it ends up leading to chal Shabbos, so then you avada are allowed to be mechal Shabbos. So to give your word and your guarantee that if certain things are going to happen, you're going to be avada chal Shabbos, even if it's only the rabbanim, that's absolutely forbidden. Even if they'll cancel your trip, even if you're just a dvar mitzvah, that is out. Then the Mechaber told us that one who's going to Eretz Yisrael, even if the caravan is leaving on Friday, it is mutter, that's considered a dvar mitzvah, but uposuk imayim lishbo. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chavches, Olu Eretz Yisrael. So very interesting machlokas over here, yesh omrim dehainu dafku kedei lehisyasheba. Some say that which we say it's a mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael, that he's moving to Eretz Yisrael. He's moving to Eretz Yisrael, that's when it's considered a dvar mitzvah, he can go out on Friday with the caravan. V'yesh omer, and there are those who say no. Da'afilu amanas lahachzir. He doesn't even have to be moving to Eretz Yisrael, even if he's only going for a trip. He plans on coming back. V'lahaluch ba'hiluch arba'amos nami have a mitzvah. Just walking in Eretz Yisrael, 4 amos is a mitzvah, and therefore there are those who are more lenient that the case of going to Eretz Yisrael is not only if you're going to move there, even if you're only going for a visit, that also will be grounds to head out with the caravan on Friday. specifically Lefi the Ramah that we'll see in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, that he's very lenient at the end of the Sif. He says everything's a Dvar Mitzvah. Going to visit a friend is a Dvar Mitzvah. Going for business is a Dvar Mitzvah. The only thing not a Dvar Mitzvah is Mamashit Tiyul. So the Ramah is so lenient there, so certainly we can be lenient over here. Lagabe Eretz Yisrael, certainly to walk 4 hours in Eretz Yisrael would be considered a mitzvah. Vadai de Gamzu Buchal Dvar Mitzvah, certainly the Ramah would include any trip to Eretz Yisrael as a Dvar Mitzvah. The stipulation we had was Uposek Imoyim Lishbo. So if you're going to head out on Friday with the caravan to go to Eretz Yisrael, because it's a Dvar Mitzvah, you must stipulate with them that they're going to stop on Shabbos. And if they end up saying, sorry, we're not stopping at the end of the day, then you're allowed to travel with them. But you must make the stipulation. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chavtes, V'apsiku huli ikuva. This stipulation that you make is ma'akid. You absolutely must make the stipulation with them. They're going to stop. V'im lo yisratzu bazen. If they don't agree, lo yelech imam, you're not allowed to go with them. U'kamo shebi'arte b'bi'arlocha, like I explained in the bi'arlocha. Now if you look in the bi'arlocha over here, the Ramaskul posek imam lishbos, he says, I am the Mishabura Shekosov Dapsikahuli Kuva. Look what we just read in the Mishabura, that this condition that you're making with them is ma'akev. You must make it. Dulomi Baya Ladasa Magad Avram Sivkatan Aleph. Needless to say, Lufida Magad Avram that we saw a couple of Shiurim ago in Sivkatan Aleph, this Sover, the Gamba Floga Bisvina Psikahuli Kuva. The Magad Avram held, even if we're not out on the ship, and you have to make the stipulation, the Magen Avraham held, even over there it's Ma'akev, B'vadai gam b'zehu likuva, certainly over here, it's more of a Chil Shabbos. The reason is, just to point out, is that when you're on a ship, again, all the Tchumen problems could only be at most of the Rabbanim, because it's not like the Diglei Midbar, it's only in water, and it would only be the Rabbanim, even Yud Beis Mil. When you're traveling with a caravan on land, which we're talking about over here, so then according to many Rishonim, the traveling, if it goes Yud Beis Mil, would be an Issa Daraisa. So this is Pashut that it's more Chomer. So the Magen Avraham said the stipulation must be made by a ship where it's only Achshas Rabbanan. Certainly the stipulation would be necessary and be Ma'akev over here where it's Achshas Daraisa. And why is this all true? The Halo Din Zedis Sifdalad Nilma Misham. After all, the din over here of Sifdalad of the caravan is learned out from the case of the boat. The Afilu Ledash Sha'are Achronim. So it's needless to say, according to the Magen Avraham, it's Ma'akev over here, because it's Ma'akev over there, but even according to the other Achronim, this Sviru that they hold, that Psika Sham Eina Ma'akevus, the Psika by the boat was not Ma'akev, Nirid the Hocha Ein Lahalkel Bazek Klau. So when it comes to the caravan, you should not be lenient at all, even they would be masking that it is Ma'akev over here. Why? The Belav Hochi Mefafik and Hare Poskim, because anyway, many Poskim take issue with this Mechaber like we saw in the Mishabu already, Al Din Zedis of Dalit, Shasas Mohammachaber, Varamola El Bisif Al Bahago, Vu Novea Mishitas Harazo Shahutamua, the Heyachetiru Bishvild Var Mitzvah Ligrom as Asmu Lachal Shabbos Vyadayim. How could you understand that you could go out on a trip knowing that you're going to be Lachal Shabbos in your hands? It's a Chiddush Otzim Sif Dalit in general. Vafilu Bitchilas HaShavua, even in the beginning of the week, how could you do it? Imu Yodea Sheet Starak Lassas Molochal Bishabbos, Heyachetiru Davrazet. Stam, the whole Sif Dalit is a wonder anyway. The Achronim argue, how do you know you're going to be Lachal Shabbos Vyadayim? You're still allowed to head out even earlier in the week, even for the Var Mitzvah? How could it be? Skip down to the fifth to last line. Sixth to last line of the Bi'alacha, the Alkei Nira Barur. Therefore, it seems Pashit. Da Psika Baze Afilu Bidvar Mitzvah Huli Ikuva. When it comes to a caravan, even to go to Eretz Yisrael, which is the Dvar Mitzvah, it's Ma'akev to make the stipulation that they're going to stop on Shabbos. The Imlo Yivsok Imo Bidvada Yovo Lechel Shabbos. Because if they do not stop, if Imlo Yivsok Imo, for sure it's an Elita Chel Shabbos. Vilo Domi Lahaf Logoso Besvina. It's not like the case of the boat. There we said the condition you make with them is not ma'akev. Again, there you're traveling on a boat over 10 where there's no problem with tchumen at all. Even if you're going to be lenient below 10 where there is a problem with tchumen, that's like we said before, when you're traveling in water on a boat, according to everyone, even if you go Yud Beis Mil, it would only be at most Chashash the Rabbanim. Which is not the case of here by Yabasha. So therefore explains the Chavetz Chaim that even though we had a machlokas earlier whether the stipulation you must make before heading out on the ship is ma'akev or not ma'akev, over here everyone would agree the stipulation that you must make that they stop on Shabbos is ma'akev. What ends up happening, that's not your cheshbon like we saw in the Mechaber. If they end up not staying, you can be mechal Shabbos with them, because then you have to, but you must make the stipulation, they have to agree to it. And the reason is because, again, over there, needless to say, the Magen Avraham says Ma'akev there, so it's Ma'akev over here. Here's a much bigger Chash Daraisa. But even the ones who say it's not makiv over there, they would say it's makiv over here. And therefore, that explains the Mishabura and Sekhon Chavtes Vapsikahuli Kuva. Vimlo Yisratsu Vazel Lo Yolich Imam. If they don't agree to it, don't go with them. Back to the Mishabura Yisif Katan Lamed. The Mechadra said, but if Achar Shiuba Midbar, after they're traveling in the Midbar, they say, you know what, never mind, we're not waiting for you. So then, obviously, Yochol Olechas Imohim. Says the Mishabura, you're allowed to go with them. In this Yorei L'Hisakeh B'Midbar, if you are afraid to be sitting alone in the desert, Shema Yifkishu Bu Chayos Ros, you might bump into some wild, scary animals. O Yifku Bo Listim, or you'll bump into some robbers, the Yigzulu Mimenu Behemto, and they'll steal from you your animal, V'lo Yuchol Olechas B'Raglav, and you won't be able to travel by foot for your stock, and you'll be in a Mokom of Sakana. O Yichu Mamono, they'll take away all your money, V'lo Yuchol L'Hachayos Asal Bimba, you won't be able to buy. If you find any merchants in the desert, you won't have any money to buy anything. Or they might take off your clothes in a time when it's freezing. So here the Mishnah Berurah gives many examples of how being in a desert by yourself, kalita b'kof nefesh, many examples, but all of them are grounds that you could be mechal Shabbos and travel. And you made a stipulation, they were maskim. Now they changed their minds, you're stuck now in the middle of the desert, so you do not have to stay there by yourself and risk your life. Rather, you could travel along with them, even if it is chutz latchum, sifkatan lamed aleph. Even if it's outside of the Yud Beis Mil, which according to many is Daraisa, even that will be mutter, it's Bekuach Nefesh. Ad she'agia lomakom she'ein sham shuv chash sakonas nefashos. Until you get to a place where there's no longer concern of sakonas nefashos. V'yiparid mehem, at that point on Shabbos, you'll separate from the rest of the caravan. V'yishbo sam, and you will rest there for Shabbos. V'yesh lo misham apayim l'ko ruach, and of course, since you went out with Rishus from your Tchum, you would then have a new Makom Shvisa of where you ended up, and you would be allowed to walk 2,000 Amos in all directions. That becomes your new Tchum. We'll stop here and continue with the rest of Siv Dalet and Mirtz Hashem in the next year.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.